DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
That was his claim to fame, right? That fucking his grandfather was the dude in Godfather 2. So his claim to fame was he had a big dick like his grandfather, right? So I didn't fuck with the motherfucker, right? I'd see him and say hello and shit. But one night my dad lent the money for something. He had to go there and collect the money on one of those nights where he shows his dick and stuff. So he goes, do you want to come in there? And this was fucking surreal. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And I see all these people with suits on and shit, with cups. Had to be like 200 people. And then the thing, instead of a comedian, there was like a chick tied up, right? Like, adios. And she was like, and they had like two Cuban dudes with conga drums and shit. And then like a fire would come out and Willie would come out with a robe, right? Fucking hilarious. You can't write this shit. By that point, like my jaw is dropped. I got anxiety, right? I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna see. My dad's like, hold on, let me just get the money and we'll leave. I'll take it for ice cream. And the next thing you know, Willie opens up his robe and his dick was 3-4 feet long. It was like a tail.
I tell you, I mean, there's wise guys. When I checked in a hotel, I asked the bellhop to handle my bag. He started to feel up my wife. I said to him, I said, hey, buddy, who told you could play around my wife? He said, everybody. I tell her, my wife, I can never relax, you know? I told her our kid is spoiled. She told me a lot of kids smell that way. She's a lousy cook, too. She can't cook at all. I leave dental floss in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves.
That's how it had to go down. Who you think you're just gonna walk up to him in the woods and grab this nigga with fruits and bananas? And, hey, buddy. Hey. Yeah. There you go, buddy. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go, your big bright red ass. Red booty.
You know how strong a monkey is? Would rip your dick off like a celery stalk. Throw that shit in the tall grass to never be seen again. Hey, dog, we gonna go to the club, pick up some girls. You trying to roll?
Nah, man, I'm cool. I'ma stay home, dog. Chill with my monkey.
Remember always in life, into each heart.
Episode 173 coming at you, the comedy edition, part one, or part two, sorry. We've had one comedy show, and basically comedy is one of the only art forms that still pushes the limit, the edge, everyone's offended, shock culture, I need a safe space, yada yada, come on people.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate, there's a lot of really funny people out there that have funny things to say, but have to restrain themselves and have to try new approaches in different directions just to avoid having to deal with the repercussions of having said something like that, right? Whereas it's done it tongue-in-cheek. It's supposed to be fucking comedy.
Words are words, man. It's not that big of a deal, and everyone gets outraged. Oh, let's ban this guy from Twitter for tweeting some weird shit, you know. Let's, like, freak out. This guy said this or that. Racism is stupid as hell, so that's inexcusable. But, like, everyone's so shocked and offended over everything these days. That comedy is the number one raw as fuck, unpredictable genre to get, you know, controversial things said that need to be said.
Yeah, and, you know, while there is some reining in, I guess you could say, some things that needed to happen in order to put some better boundaries or constraints on it, because, yeah, I mean, sure, comedy's about being outrageous or being, you know, provocative or, you know, saying the thing that is most offensive just to have said it, because that's what makes it funny, right? Actually having heard someone say the thing that you shouldn't say.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the Andrew Dice Clays or the extreme, like, comedy, ridiculous, saying, like, over-the-top stuff, you know, that that needs to be said. There needs to be that edge to society, in my opinion. Say the, you know, the F word to the, you know. I mean, I won't say it on this podcast because I'm kind of scared.
What are you scared about?
Saying the F word.
What the fuck are you scared about?
Sorry, man. Society's rubbing off on me.
It's fucking crazy.
I fucking love comedy. Here it comes. Coming up next.
Oh, jeez.
An ass load. An ass load of cool comedy bits. And, yeah, man. Thanks for listening. If you do, I love the comedy. It's great.
Yeah. We'll probably throw some, there was a couple of bits in this thing that I saw on Netflix. It was like Dave Attell and Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Bumpin' Mics was amazing.
Yeah. So
highly recommended. There's so many good ones. Ray Romano just released his first comedy special in like 18 years. And it's like one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Not really.
I love that guy, dude.
Yeah.
It's so, but we're old and like, you know, it's all. You'll relate to every joke, sadly. Yeah. Married, old.
But go to your local comedy club. Go see some local comedians. Those guys work hard. They, you know, they do great work, and you know it can be pretty awesome. You can see some really good talent and not even know what you're getting yourself into. So go check it out. Don't be afraid.
Comedy for life. Here it comes. A bunch of comedy and some. Probably some background music between the, you know, to make the comedy not totally just words. We like to do that. So here we go.
Use your words, Matador. Use your words.
Comedy part two coming at you. Rhyme.
And treason.
Rhyming.
And treason.
Rhyming.
Shopping online is as easy as it gets. Wouldn't it be great if hiring plumbers, carpenters, and even piano tuners was just as simple? Now it is, with Aaron's List. With just a few clicks, you can find anyone from a handyman to a house cleaner.
Like Angie's List?
Sure, except we offer prices 30% lower than our competitors.
Wow, where do you find these guys, Aaron?
Oh, I'm not Aaron. Aaron stands for the American Registry of Nonviolent Sex Offenders.
What?
Look, no one wants to hire the bad kind of sex offender. That's why Aaron's List only features nonviolent individuals who committed low-level sexual misdemeanors, like streaking, public urination, missed the cutoff on statutory stuff, toilet camera, and penis pranks. And their offender status makes them eager to find jobs of any kind.
Huh. So, do you have lawn specialists?
I'm sorry, and I'm ready to work.
What about janitors for my small business?
There are literally thousands of us.
Even dog walkers?
I'll do it.
And they'll always be upfront about their offenses.
I exposed myself on a Jumbotron. Take that, Kiss Cam.
I peed in all the file cabinets marked P.
Wow. Where have you guys been all my life?
Let's just say living in a tent village under the highway.
You said your rock and roll dream. You said, kid, it's really real.
Casino, I was standing by the door. And a security guy came over and said, "You're gonna have to move. You're blocking the fire exit." As though if there was a fire, I wasn't gonna run. If you're flammable and have legs, you are never blocking a fire exit. I hate turkeys. If you go to the grocery store and you stand in front of the lunch meat section for too long, you start to get pissed off at turkeys. You see like turkey ham, turkey pastrami, turkey bologna. Somebody needs to tell the turkeys, man, just be yourself. I already like you, little brother. You do not need to emulate the other animals. You got your own thing going.
I was. I had a cap pistol. You know them blank starter pistols? I busted into the office with this motherfucker. I'm like, "All right, give me the money, motherfucker." Doing my best black shit, you know. You know that shit usually scare Whitey to death. And these motherfuckers didn't do nothing. And I'm sure that those men are sitting in that room today laughing. Because that's what this dude, he just started laughing.
This fucking kid. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Tony, come here. Wait a minute, Rich, do the gun again. Hey, Tony, come here. Stick up. This fucking kid, come here,
fucking kid. Well, the match started with myself and Jose Canseco. We were matching forearms one day in the clubhouse, and we decided instead of giving a high five, we would bash our forearms together.
Let's bash, let's bash, let's bash, let's bash, let's bash, let's bash on their ass. Let's bash, let's bash, let's bash, let's bash, let's bash, let's bash, let's bash,
let's bash on their ass.
Just hit a three-run ho-ho, but if you want a high five, that's a no-no. I'm heading home.
When the arms go up, like we about to drink from a cup. Cause we a bunch of buff dudes just flexing, acknowledging our feats via human connection. Let's bash, let's monster bash. Hit a tater out the stadium for monster cash. Hit a dinger through the fucking VIP suite glass. Break your fucking arm in half and then sign the cast.
Get well soon, love, Jose. Sorry about your arm, Walt Weiss.
It happened.
When we in Kansas City, we walk out in the parking lot, then yell,
fuck the Royals.
Start swinging and popping off. Till the cops say to knock it off. Down half a creatine shake and I top it off. The next day on the bus got hit with the
Roy Rage.
But I played it off. Said I because of my booty hole rash. No pain, no gain, motherfucker, let's bash.
Let's bash.
Let's bash.
Let's bash.
Let's bash.
Let's bash.
Let's bash on their ass.
I left my steroids in El Sobrante. Left my steroids in El Sobrante. Left my steroids in El Sobrante. Got to get them.
I might be an athletic, but I'm built like a giant. And I'm wearing white socks like an angel ass flying. Met a blue jay that's fucking an Oreo. You're royally screwed like a marlin exposed to the oil that a pirate or a mariner spilled out his tank.
That's a cardinal sin, Padre.
Can't tell it to the ranger. You feel brave, little cub, cub. Try to sock me, but when I'm seeing red, shit is gonna get rocky. A Dodger feels, beat your blood, red sock soggy. Astrophysicists make you see stars promptly. I'm more hopped up than a brewer that's hyper. Sit Indian style when I'm Yankee on my Tiger. I'm staring out of Philly with some major league twins. If you didn't know by now, I'll name it baseball teams.
Let's bash!
Let's bash!
Let's monster bash! Round trip and make the pitcher feel like donkey ass. Hit a ding dong doodle with my bing bong bat. We smack a blast, then we smash a bat.
Yeah. Here we go again. Come on, I'm heading out, and all I'm taking with me is my phone, wallet, keys, yeah, phone, wallet, keys, just those three things, please, need my phone, wallet, keys, got my credit cards in my wallet, got my phone, you can call it, master lock on my front door, that's where my motherfucking keys are for, my phone, wallet, keys, yeah, phone, wallet, keys. Good things come in trees, need my phone, wallet, keys. If I'm going to the zoo, I need my phone,
wallet, keys.
If I'm getting a face tattoo, I need my
phone, wallet, keys.
If I'm going out to a wedding, if it's winter time and I'm sledding, if I'm at that daddy daughter dance, my phone, wallet, keys are in my pants. I'm going on vacation to the West Indies, and I don't got no luggage, just got phone, wallet, keys. I roll on up to the airport, lady asked for my passport, fuck, okay. Yes, I need my phone, wallet, passport, keys. Phone, wallet, passport, keys. Now I need four things, bitch, please. Phone, wallet, passport, keys. I'm finally on the plane, I'm riding Delta. Delta, the lady farted next to me, I smelt her, I smelt her. We get to 30,000 feet, I recline my fucking seat. About to watch a movie, stop, I forgot my laptop. Motherfucker, damn it. Now I need my laptop, phone, wallet, passport, keys. Laptop, phone, wallet, passport, keys. Too much shit, that's five fucking things. Laptop, phone, wallet, passport, keys. I'm swinging my shit all over the place. I'm hurting ya, I'm hurting ya. I'm carrying so much shit, I got a hernia, a hernia. No place to put it, what should I do? Probably should take my iPad too. What the fuck else did I forget?
Sam, man, you need tons of shit.
My Tic Tacs, my backpack, my Zippo lighter, my charge pack, my sunglasses, my hairspray, my headphones.
The Beats by Dre.
My notebook, my GoPro, my vape pen, my crossbow, my toothpick, my pocket knife. Oh fuck, I forgot my wife.
Funk wallet keys.
Goddamn.
Funk wallet keys.
It used to be so easy with my phone, my wallet, and my keys. Easy.
Phone, wallet, keys.
Yeah.
Phone, wallet, keys.
It used to be a breezy with my phone, my wallet, and my keys. My pockets got so heavy now I'm cramping, I'm cramping. Each time I leave my house, it's like I'm camping, I'm camping. I'm miserable just standing around. I'm like a walking lost and found. You know I'd rather stay at home or all I need's my fucking phone.
Phone, phone, phone.
Yeah.
Phone, phone, phone.
Much happier at home. Just playing with my phone.
Phone, phone, phone.
Yeah.
Phone, phone, phone.
Yeah, I'll just stay at home and fiddle with my phone on the toilet. I'm gonna do my first mic drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got sand-doozled.
Was just in Atlantic City, and I don't know if you're familiar with Atlantic City, but if you hate yourself and your family and your friends, take them to Atlantic City. It's basically like if Las Vegas had diarrhea, But then when you went to wipe it, you didn't use toilet paper. You just found like old cups and torn up shoes and other things you find in a dumpster. And then you were to throw it down and then it grew lights. That would be Atlantic City. Every guy's like, hey, you know, Tony from over there, he said you might want to go over to the thing, and you know, and you're like, first of all, why don't you put on a shirt, all right? Like, let's start there. And then every girl either has blonde hair with black streaks or black hair with blonde streaks, which either way says, I don't have a gag reflex. Yeah.
Guys don't have that pressure to look good, right, guys? You could be 100 pounds overweight, you look in the mirror, that looks all right. We look at ourselves in the mirror the way we look at women when we're drunk. I'd bang that. 12 love handles, hair in her ass, she's ugly, I'm horny, it's a match made in heaven. I was trying to lose weight last week, my buddy gives me advice. Best way to lose weight, don't eat after 7 o'clock. Yeah, that's good if you go to bed after Jeopardy.
In jail doing 20 years for something he didn't do. Cry over his ass, goddammit. I was in Beverly Hills recently, about 2 years ago. OJ wouldn't even speak to me. And all of a sudden, I saw him about 6 months ago. He gonna look at me and wanna speak to every black person. He look at me, hey, brother, I did like this. Shit. All that damn money. I ain't never seen it with a black woman. Walk a mile for a white woman. While you there, bring me some camels back, motherfucker. You gonna walk a mile for a goddamn.
Rock.
And peanut butter wolf, the hell's up out of here.
How could I leave KG all alone?
He's never coming home.
As I rocket into space to my new home.
He's up there with the stars.
He will survive. What I tell myself,
he doesn't wanna be here.
I'm probably gonna jam with your mom. Fucking you, mom.
I'm stuck here, and I'm gonna eat some ice cream. Then I'm gonna have some cat food.
I think of KG on the earth all alone. My orgasm will be tainted.
Having sex with myself.
explosion of my load. As I jam with you, your mind.
Fuck you, your mind.
It feels so good. It's back in wood. But a tiny part of me is left behind.
That was the TVOS and news. Make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, ah, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago? Why'd I have to watch that stupid show? There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world.
Oh, yeah, you gotta eat right, you gotta look right. You ever go to the tanning salon? I bet you go to the tanning salon, don't you, my love? Why not, my dear?
I just don't. I prefer the sun.
Pardon me?
I prefer the sun.
You prefer the sun? My God, you're lucky to even be here. I went to the tanning salon, man, for the first time a couple of weeks ago. I'd never been. You ever go to the tanning salon, my dear? Which one do you go to, ma'am? You just go. All right, take it easy. I don't know the name of it. I just fucking go. You were sitting there so nice, and then right at the end, fuck. You ever go to anger management classes? Fucking friendly little question, and she snaps on me. I went to a couple of weeks ago. I'm over at this place, Tantastic. Have you heard of this one? I go in, I'd never been in my life. The stupid girl that works there didn't tell me where those little goggles go. I accidentally put them on my nutsack.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring like.
Episode 173 coming at ya, comedy part two.
Yeah.
Comedy edition.
The second part.
Sadly, a bunch of the greatest comedians of all time are dead.
And, you know, the new breed of comedians out there, it's a little bit different. I mean, I got to say, like, I really like Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. I think it took me some time to get used to his style of comedy.
Ah, he's funny.
He is damn funny once you get him. And that's really where comedy's at right now. There's this very cerebral type of
Yeah, Jim Jeffries is another guy. You're like, I don't know if I like this guy. And then I'm like, oh, my God, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Just like the, you know. It is what it is.
Well, like, even the comedy shows are like that, right? Like, look at Always Sunny, right? Like, Always Sunny, you almost need to watch it from the beginning all the way through, because it's about the characters and how they develop with each other and the relationship that they have and how they view and see each other in the world. And that's what adds the layers to the humor. And so it's not this obvious beat you over the head kind of dumb.
Yeah. Humor. Subtle humor. It's great. Anyway, we love comedy and being on a stage with just a mic trying to entertain a crowd. Pretty impressive, dude. What pressure.
Oh, right.
If and you're like, in a band, you have like an instrument to hide front behind and you have other guys like taking the heat off you, you know. Even though, and then you still get nervous, so I can't even imagine like a big crowd, you know.
And just telling joke after joke and people just staring back at you like, was that supposed to be funny?
Yeah. So the other thing I hate that is occurring now is a lot of comedians are trying to do colleges. And they kick them off, or they, this is too offensive, this is too
the
crazy.
Colleges are kicking them off?
Yeah, so they're banning comedy at colleges based
what the
on,
hell?
Yeah, like, this guy said this joke that was racially insensitive, or this guy said that joke that was, you know, transgender, insensitive. I got to make a joke or a statement right now. I love transgender bathrooms. Are the greatest thing that ever happened to men. They're so clean and awesome. I don't know if you've been to one.
I mean,
it's basically
you
got
mean
this
a unisex bathroom.
No, it's different.
What do you mean it's different? Like an all gender bathroom. Right?
Yeah, it says all gender bathroom instead right. of a sign.
Yeah, which is just a unisex bathroom. But
anyway, now a unisex bathroom, I can urinate all over the place. I can, like other men, you know.
It's like a single stall bathroom generally. Like
these things are clean and awesome. And
but here's
I
the
love
deal:
it.
Is that like
and I respect their right to the bathroom.
Just while we're on this topic, right? Because a restroom is a restroom, right? You got to do your business, and everyone wants their privacy with that, and that's fine. But like when you have like private stalls with lockable doors and everything, like does it really matter if it's a man or a woman that's in that next stall? Like as long as everyone's respecting each other's privacy, it does.
Yeah, it might make me think lower of women when they're just blowing it up in a stall, like. Explosive diarrhea.
But that's like a cultural thing, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know. We weren't really off the rails here, did we? Jesus Christ.
Hey, that's what we do here. Ryan.
Here comes more music. Holy
what
shit.
What was the topic of this show?
It was
again?
The comedy edition, oh, part two.
That was not,
that was just,
not funny.
That was not funny. It was just pathetic.
Wow.
And like,
yeah.
We're idiocracy coming true.
I mean, hey. I respect everyone's right to use the bathroom. I don't think anyone should be told that they can't use the bathroom. I think that people should have privacy in bathrooms, and if it means that we need more single stall bathrooms as opposed to these big...
Well, we need a security guard at every bathroom that basically, you know, he checks your ID, he determines whether you're, you know, legit or not, and yeah.
Like, there should be... So you're saying there should be bathrooms like just purely dedicated
yeah, like,
to golden showers?
You're the piece of shit. But here's the like, you don't qualify for the normal people bathroom. You get to go in the degenerate bathroom. If you're
third free. World, like it's just a hole out back with like a banana leaf to wipe.
Poop is smeared on the walls.
Yeah. Wow. Man, we picked a shitty topic, didn't we?
You know you've encountered that bathroom gower. Here we go, comedy edition. These guys will make up for our non-funniness. Jesus, rhyme.
And toilet humor of treason.
Our ladies and gentlemen, next guest is a very funny comedian making his first appearance with us tonight. He can also be seen all this week at the Comedy Stop at the Trop in Atlantic City. Do me a favor now, please, a nice welcome for Ray Romano. Ray!
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you. Wow. Thank you again. Wow, you're too good almost. Good, I'm glad. It's great to be back here in my hometown, New York. I've been traveling and the crowds aren't as good. I was in Montreal, Canada last week. Very, yeah, uh-huh. Beautiful city. I learned some French there. They're all bilingual. That's what amazed me in Montreal. I went into a Burger King. The Burger King employees are required to be bilingual. Just think about that for a second, folks. Have you been to Burger King in New York? Yeah, they're not even lingual here. No. It's a little different in New York. You have to kind of draw your food here. Hamburger. I'd like a hamburger. Hamburger. I'm gonna go. Take it out. Here, I'll put little feet on my hamburger. They're bilingual. I go there quite often, to Burger King's, McDonald's. I have children. I have to take them somewhere.
I use this machine so I can watch a tape for a story, Ron.
Well, I'm using the tape. I'm showing Jeffrey here my Emmy tape. We are watching history.
Mr. Burgundy, I'm a professional, and I would like to be able to do my job.
Well, big deal. I am very professional.
Mr. Burgundy, you are acting like a baby.
I'm not a baby. I'm a man. I am an anchor man.
You are not a man. You are a big fat joke.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am. You're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Where's the medicine? Come on, I said I can't walk. I didn't say I can't sit. You blind, they don't got shit for you. Look at Stevie Wonder. Been blind for 40-something years. Got all the money in the world. Can't see shit. Can't see in the day, the night, the shadow, the shade, underwater, over nothing. Can't see shit. Can't even get a peek. What can we do for this man? Can we get Stevie a peek? The brother wrote My Sharia Moore. Talking fuck songs in the key of life. Can we get him a peek? Just a little peek. Just a ha-ha. That's it. Just a peek. You gonna tell a doctor right now you blind? Doc, I'm blind. What you got? Oh, why don't you take this dog and have the dog drag your blind ass around town? That all the fuck, you guys a damn dog? Man, if I could see, I would whoop your ass. Where the fuck you at? Where you at? Where you at? A fucking dog, come on, give me a midget or something.
What the ISIS is doing now, the ISIS is using social media to recruit disenfranchised, angry youth to join them. And that's what I do. That's my demographic. Fuck off, ISIS. I'm working this corner. That's my people. I have never felt threatened by any other comedian. I never had a comedic rival that worried me. If you're into the weird shit that I do, I'm the only guy selling. It's a very small niche fan base of weird people that'll fly from all over the world to come and sit in 150 seats.
The others move into position. Here we are. Great. Here we are. And there's the spaceship. So fast that we'll only be blurs to any onlookers who see us.
I am not a native of Hawaii. I'm actually from Oregon. But I have been living here now for 3 weeks, and you only need a few days, and you're basically a native. We're gonna have such a great time. It's gonna take us exactly 35 minutes to get from here to our destination. I've timed it all week. Don't even worry about it. This is our driver. His name is Taka. Taka's been here on the island for over 75 years. He is so hardcore. He is taking a liking to me. He says I remind him of his daughter. He's so sweet. He calls me his little punani. He is so nice. So nice. Gone online to do some research to find out the type of conditions we're gonna have today, and there is a slight chance of rain.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
What happens if it rains?
You have nothing to worry about. I took the liberty of stopping off at an ABC store and purchasing some umbrellas and some ponchos, so we're covered.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. Are we gonna stop somewhere to get something to eat, maybe, or get some film? Absolutely, you have nothing to worry about. It's gonna be the best time ever.
Stay away from that door. This is how you know when you're on a real luau experience. The driver, you know, is there, the bus, and then the guy gets on and you hear this. All right, everybody. Hey, brother, turn it down. Turn it down, brother. All right, everybody, I'd like to welcome you aboard as we're going to Jermaine's Luau, okay? My name is Reno. You can call me Cousin Reno, I know. But don't worry, I'm not your real cousin, so don't ask for money, right? Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have a really good time today. It's going to be a great day here on the island. It's going to be beautiful. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Started out with the goal of wowing our judges using the ingredients in their mystery baskets. Now only two remain, Georgina and Claire. Who will it be?
You did some great cooking out there. I think either one of us could win.
I think you could win, or I could win.
That's what I just said.
Judges, those were some really tricky baskets, but after three rounds, what do you think?
Well, going back to the appetizer round, Claire really made very great use of those artichoke hearts.
Yeah, they were so crispy.
Yeah, and she wasn't thrown by the loose sugar.
But she had a harder time with the 5-pound horse penis. Georgina had problems too. Her appetizer was supposed to be an artichoke slider.
Yeah, but it was actually just a kitten on a hamburger bun.
What did you think of the salad?
Sal seemed like an afterthought, and she overdressed it.
Yeah, it didn't need the full tuxedo. Just a tie would have been fine.
And Claire seemed to be just pretending to wash her hands.
Yeah, she didn't even touch the water.
I know, yeah.
Let's move on to the main course round.
I thought the way Claire incorporated the marshmallow fluff into her steak sauce was really clever.
You know what? But my steak was raw.
Well, raw like the temperature or raw like it had a mouth and kept using the C word?
That one.
Okay.
Get a load of these.
I thought Georgina served a really nice plate of food.
Well, she served me divorce papers and now she has half of everything.
But you have full custody of her kid.
Yes.
But kid like goat, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about dessert.
You know, Georgina was really determined that she was going to get to that ice cream machine first.
I just wish she had transformed the candy cigarette because she just stuck it in the ice cream.
Yeah, along with some real cigarettes.
Sounds like you can make a case for either one to be CHOP champion.
But one stood out.
Okay. So, whose dish is on the chopping block? Chef Georgina, you've been chopped.
You know, I'm definitely disappointed, and maybe I'm not the CHOP champion, but I never signed a release, so y'all can't use any of this. Suck it.
And that means Chef Claire is the new CHOP champion.
Yes!
The million cameras are off.
Episode 173, coming at you, the comedy edition.
That's right, folks. How hilarious are we? Are we just not the funniest?
No, we're not funny at all. But Richard Pryor, motherfucking Rodney Dangerfield, all the old school badasses, you know, Seinfeld, Don Rickles. That's when comedy was at its best because no one was fucking oversensitive about someone saying something controversial, and it was a different era, and yeah, those guys are awesome, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know? It's a shame that people are more sensitive about what a comedian says in humor, in a
oh, way, yeah,
it's like trying to be provocative, trying to get a response from you, right? Versus like what people say to each other on the street or what happens in like day-to-day interactions where, you know, a guy says, you know, calls someone an N-word or something like that, and like people are far more inclined to let that slide. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you, and then
stand by and
you
do
just
want to
leave your
watch it happen.
Keyboard warrior wants to leave their comment about how they're offended and shocked by something a comedian said, and that needs to be said. There should be like pushing the boundaries, pushing the limits. I hate the safe space bullshit.
I think that people should have the right to feel the way that they do, and if you're offended or whatever, that's great. But you know what?
It's, well, now like, they have a forum to leave a comment on a guy that's like trying to, you know.
But comedy is just another form of expression, which is a form of art, right? It's a form of theater or
yeah, it's
whatever.
Great.
So guess what? You know, just like with music, just like with movies, if you don't like it, fucking don't watch it. Don't listen to it.
Yeah, it should be able to exist, is my point.
Don't lose your shit over it.
Just like music, you know, like offensive music, The Mentors.
I mean, I've
Gigi Allen,
right? Like,
it deserves
deliberately
to exist.
Offensive.
It deserves to exist. I don't like it, but it, you know, it should be out there, dude. If they want to make that, they should be able to make that.
Right. They shouldn't be forced to.
You might hear Donkey Dick actually from The Mentors. It's a great track. Anyway, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening.
All right, folks. You stay classy out there in podcast land.
Comedy Edition, thanks for listening.
Rhyme.
And hilarious treason.
Bye.
dancing in the club, man. I stopped. I ain't dancing in love because I just had a fight recently, and I said I ain't dancing. I went to clubs. You get into a lot. People get drunk, go to clubs and stuff. Fighting. I had a fight with an Italian dude right after around time Rocky came out. Italian, white people, period. Y'all go crazy after y'all see a Rocky movie because y'all believe that shit. Because the movies are so emotional and so real. You sit there and go like, hey, this is real. Yeah, and Stallone have y'all white people pumped, especially Italians. After Italians see Rocky, they come out the movie theater, they be like, Italians are funny people because they act like niggas. It's real funny. They do. They hold their dick more than us to be standing around with it. Get the fuck out of here. It's right here, all right? What? Hey, fuck you, all right? Everything is a question, too. Hey, what am I, an asshole? What am I, a fucking jerk? Get the fuck out of here. It's right here, all right? After they see Rocky, they come out the theater charged. They be like, all right, Rocco! All right, Sly! Rocco! Rocco! Go up, people standing online and shit. Hey, Faison, you going in to see Rocky right now? Yeah. Great fucking movie. It's great. You don't like this one. He comes out, Sly comes out, he breaks his big fucking nigga's face. He busts it fucking wide open. Fucking Mooney eye laying on the floor, fucked up. It's fucking great. I fucking love it, man. All right, Rocco! Hey, you know something? At the end of this picture now, just between you and I don't want to ruin the surprise, but Sly wins this one again. You know something? You know what I like about Stallone's movies? The realism, you know? Because, you know, that's the way you got to fucking treat those fucking moolies. They think that they can fucking push you around. It's your big hot shot. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my face with that shit. That's what I like about Sly. He goes in, and the moolies are beating him, and he don't fucking go down. He's not fucking going down. He comes in, he cracks the fucking moolies hole like this. He falls on the ground. That's what I like. You know something? You can really do that. You can really fucking do that. You see that fucking big moolie y'all stand over there? You see that black guy over there at the line getting some candy? Yeah. All right. Now, he's about 6'5". I'm 5'2". I ain't no big guy, all right? But I'm Italian. Watch this. You watch this, all right? Hey, excuse me, brother. Hey, let me have a box of juicy fruits and let me have some bonbons. I think I have some bonbons there. And let me have some junior mints and give me another box of juicy fruits and the niggas are going to pay for it. Excuse me? You heard what I said, Mooley. Pay for my fucking candy. Or I'll kick your ass. Oh, you just saw Rocky. Look, little Italian white man. I enjoy Sylvester Stallone's movies too, but I'm waiting here to get some candy. I'm going to go see a movie with my friend. Why don't you just go hop in your IROC Z28 and take your ass home? I'll kick your fucking ass. Didn't they hear that Rocky music?
Well, all right. Starchild, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, light year groove.
Well, all right. At that casino, I was standing by the door. And the security guard came over and said, "You're gonna have to move. You're blocking the fire exit." As though if there was a fire, I wasn't gonna run. If you're flammable and have legs, you are never blocking a fire exit. I hate turkeys. If you go to the grocery store and you stand in front of the lunch meat section for too long, you start to get pissed off at turkeys. You see, like, turkey ham, turkey pastrami, turkey bologna. Somebody needs to tell the turkeys, man, just be yourself. I already like you, little brother. You do not need to emulate the other animals. You got your own thing going. I used to draw you. You know, if you had a couple fingers missing, you would draw a screwed up turkey. That turkey was in an accident. I go to a lot of bars when I'm on the road. A lot of bars have black lights. So when a bar has black lights, everybody looks very cool. Except for me. Because I was under the impression that the mustard stain came out. I think Pizza Hut is the cockiest pizza chain on the planet. Because Pizza Hut will accept all competitors' coupons. That makes me wish I had my own pizza place. Mitch's Pizzeria. This week's coupon, unlimited free pizza. Special note, coupon not good at any of the Mitch's Pizza locations. Free pizza oven with purchase. Of a small Coke. Two for Tuesday, buy one pizza, get one franchise free. Whenever I walk, people try to hand me out flyers. And when someone tries to hand me out a flyer, it's kind of like they're saying, here, you throw this away. I can't floss my teeth, man. I can't get into the flossing thing. People who smoke cigarettes, they say, man, you don't know how hard it is to quit smoking. Yes, I do. It's as hard as it is to start flossing. You seem jittery. Yeah, I'm about to floss. I like cinnamon rolls. That's why I wish they made like a cinnamon roll incense. Because I don't always have time to make a pan. Perhaps I'd rather light a stick. And then have my roommates wake up with false hopes. I played in a death metal band. People either loved us or they hated us, or they thought we were okay.
Do me a favor. I want you to stop sending money to World Hunger Organizations. Well, I don't want to seem cruel, you know, but I'm an American, you know? You're just like you. I think we've done a lot. I think we pretty much fucking give out. You know, we give. And they fucking make these commercials to fuck with your head. You know, you're sitting at home, you're having a wonderful time, enjoying what the fuck you put together from scratch, on your own, in your own life. You turn on the television and they got this fucking 2-year-old, 3-inch waisted kids, and they're going, and the voiceover's like, won't you please help? What kind of sick fucking bastard are you? How can you sit there in that air conditioned, fully heated home with an icebox and cupboard full of food in a country where you can eat 24 hours a day while little Haji pick up that fucking phone. Won't you please help, huh? What kind of sick fuck are you? You're really trying to guilt trip the shit out of him. It's like, hey, why don't you feed him? You're only 5 feet away! Why don't you get him one of your sandwiches you packed for the day? Huh, Bob? Fucking commercials, man. You know the guy's right off camera with a baby Ruth going, they can't see me, can they? Come here.
If I could only walk.
Come on, it's right there. Reach for it. Come on, they gear these fucking things up to fuck with your head, man. They ain't know what they're doing. Got a director there going, come on, don't feed him yet, don't feed him yet! The light was bad on that last one. Let's get one more take. Come on, Haji, get back in the mud hole. Come on. Come on, let's get out of here, these fucking mosquitoes, Jesus. We don't need that shit. You want to help them? You really want to help these people? Stop sending them food. Don't send these people another bite. You want to help them? Send them U-Hauls. Send them luggage, folks. Send them somebody like me. I'll walk out there. Send a guy out there that goes, hey, we just drove 700 miles with your food. And it occurred to us that there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is! You live in a fucking desert! You understand that you live in a fucking desert! Yes! You live in a fucking desert! Nothing grows here! Nothing's gonna grow here! God damn it, come here, come here! Son of a bitch. You see this, huh? You see this? This is sand, yeah! Did you know nothing can grow in this shit? Did you know that, huh? Here, eat some of it. Taste it, motherfucker. It's sand. You know it's going to be 100 years from now? It's going to be sand. You live in a fucking desert. Get your kids. Get your shit. We'll make one trip. We'll take you to where the food is. We have deserts in America. We just don't live in them, asshole. Yeah, it's been great. God bless you. Good night. Take care of yourself. We're just gonna have to play, aren't we? That's what it is here. Have you guys got a little time? Can you hang out?
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.